浦东新区2021学年度第二学期教学质量检测，高三英语听力部分。
Listening comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. Did you catch any of the snowboarding events this winter?
Don't get me started. Besides figure skating and speed skating, this is another sport that attracts me.
Question. What event are the speakers mainly talking about?
2. We'd love to order two small ones. That way, we could enjoy two different kinds of pizza.
Sure, sir. Wait a minute. What kind of sauce do you prefer?
Question. What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
3. How many pieces of luggage do you need to check in, sir? Please put them on the scale.
I have 3 bags, 2 to check in and 1 to carry on.
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
Four. Wow, what a cool car! But $50,000 is too expensive. 20% off would be fair.
You are a smarter buyer. If so, we will have to add the tax, which is about $1,000.
Question. How much might be the final offer for the car?
Five. It's silver. Your mask is pretty interesting. It goes well with your pale skin and brown hair.
When I walked out of the door, it was dark in the house. I grabbed this one from the table.
Question. What's the color of the man's mask?
Six. As a new parent, you are doing a good job. You must have learned a lot from your parents.
Leaving the child unattended at home is a crime to my parents. To me, a 24-hour duty will burn me out.
Question. What is the woman's attitude towards her parents' parenting?
Seven. A fix of coffee fuels me, but when it is taken at night, I will lie awake for several hours.
Coffee is by no means a sustainable option, while moderate movements lifts energy and benefits sleep.
Question. What does the man suggest the woman do?
Eight. It takes more time for us to get our deliveries these days. Is it related to the traffic or virus?
Take it easy. You know, some workers didn't rush back to resume their jobs after the Spring Festival.
Question. Why have a lot of deliveries been delayed these days?
9. It's so embarrassing. I sent my resume to my current employer by mistake.
That's a fatal mistake. Forget about your promotion or salary rise this year. You have to smooth things over in the next few months.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
10. I almost fell off my chair when I was told they had got divorced.
Things change. It's hard for two to tie a knot. I thought they were the happiest couple in the world.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation? 2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear two passages and one longer conversation, and you'll be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
JJ Patton learned to code when she was just 10 years old. At 12, she created her first app for her dad's nonprofit, the Photo Patch Foundation. Her father started the website when he was in prison and struggling to keep in contact with family members. Upon coming home, JJ and her father expanded the foundation together and created a free app to help children stay connected with their parents behind bars. Now, 4 years later, she just launched the second version of the Photo Patch app, which allows kids to upload photos and letters for their parents with more ease. I really enjoy it because it is getting me prepared for even bigger things in life, she said. JJ's personal experiences have inspired her to pursue a career in technology. She knows what it's like to enter the world of STEM, a male-dominated field. Meanwhile, she's so determined that she said her goal was to get 10,000 women into the tech world on her own. It is because of all of this that she is being honored as one of the voices of change.
Now listen again. JJ Patton learned to code when she was just 10 years old. At 12, she created her first app for her dad's nonprofit, the Photo Patch Foundation. Her father started the website when he was in prison and struggling to keep in contact with family members. Upon coming home, JJ and her father expanded the foundation together and created a free app to help children stay connected with their parents behind bars. Now, 4 years later, she just launched the second version of the Photo Patch app, which allows kids to upload photos and letters for their parents with more ease. I really enjoy it because it is getting me prepared for even bigger things in life, she said. JJ's personal experiences have inspired her to pursue a career in technology. She knows what it's like to enter the world of STEM, a male-dominated field. Meanwhile, she's so determined that she said her goal was to get 10,000 women into the tech world on her own. It is because of all of this that she is being honored as one of the voices of change.
Question 11. What is the purpose of the Photo Patch Foundation?
Question 12. Why is JJ honored as one of the voices of change?
Question 13. What is the passage mainly about?
Questions 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Many of us long to be more interesting people. The question is, how might we become so? We tend to associate being interesting with achieving difference, with having some unusual and interesting stories and ideas. An article tells us that we should try our best to stay away from well-reviewed books. Instead, we should travel to remote places and befriend famous people. But it entirely overlooks one thing. Before we've ever done these, we are all attractively different anyway. The problem is that we just don't allow ourselves to impress others as such. To get a taste for this level of originality, imagine if we placed a microphone in any of our minds and listened closely. We would quickly find the most surprising and exciting information. We'd realize that we were attracted to some very unexpected people, often just the sort we weren't supposed to have any feelings for. Everyone is interesting, So-called interesting people are simply those who've allowed themselves to listen to their inner mind and share with others what is really going on in their minds. They have been confident enough to imagine that the truth about themselves could be a pleasure for others to hear. So when we are afraid of being dull, we need only to listen to our deep selves. What emerges may sound odd, but it is also likely to be hugely charming, warm-hearted, and comforting.
Now, listen again. Many of us long to be more interesting people. The question is, how might we become so? We tend to associate being interesting with achieving difference, with having some unusual and interesting stories and ideas. An article tells us that we should try our best to stay away from well-reviewed books. Instead, we should travel to remote places and befriend famous people. But it entirely overlooks one thing. Before we've ever done these, we're all attractively different anyway. The problem is that we just don't allow ourselves to impress others as such. To get a taste for this level of originality, imagine if we placed a microphone in any of our minds and listened closely. We would quickly find the most surprising and exciting information. We'd realize that we were attracted to some very unexpected people, often just the sort we weren't supposed to have any feelings for. Everyone is interesting. So-called interesting people are simply those who've allowed themselves to listen to their inner mind and share with others what is really going on in their minds. They have been confident enough to imagine that the truth about themselves could be a pleasure for others to hear. So when we are afraid of being dull, we need only to listen to our deep selves. What emerges may sound odd, but it is also likely to be hugely charming, warm-hearted, and comforting.
Question 14. According to the article, in which way will we become interesting?
Question 15. Who might attract us and be really interesting according to the passage?
Question 16. What can we conclude from the passage? Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hello, Mr. Willems. Welcome to our program again. And as a chief finance consultant in a famous company and former professor of economics, what will you bring us this time?
Hi, Nancy. This time, I'm going to give the youngsters some advice on credit scores.
Credit scores?
Yes. Credit scores will impact your financial well-being. They can be used to determine which car you drive, which home you buy, and even whether or not you get a dream job.
Wow, that is really an important thing. So where do these scores come from?
In general, a person's payment history, debt balances, and the age of credit accounts are all important factors.
Then, how can we get a good score?
To get a good score, you must use credit. Some people avoid using credit in case of negative credit report. Actually, scores for those with little credit history tend to be lower.
So, the length of your credit history is very important for a good score.
That's right. It also matters a lot to pay all your debts on time. And the number of inquiries made for new accounts also contributes to a credit score.
What do you mean by making inquiries for new accounts?
For example, in many stores, you may be tempted to apply for a store credit card simply to get a discount at checkout. However, filing too many credit applications can raise red flags to your credit.
So we should be cautious about credit applications.
Yes, definitely.
Now, listen again. Hello, Mr. Willems. Welcome to our program again. And as the chief finance consultant in a famous company and former professor of economics, what will you bring us this time?
Hi, Nancy. This time, I'm going to give the youngsters some advice on credit scores.
Credit scores?
Yes. Credit scores will impact your financial well-being. They can be used to determine which car you drive, which home you buy, and even whether or not you get a dream job.
Wow, that is really an important thing. So where do these scores come from?
In general, a person's payment history, debt balances, and the age of credit accounts are all important factors.
Then how can we get a good score?
To get a good score, you must use credit. Some people avoid using credit in case of negative credit report. Actually, scores for those with little credit history tend to be lower.
So the length of your credit history is very important for a good score.
That's right. It also matters a lot to pay all your debts on time. And the number of inquiries made for new accounts also contributes to a credit score.
What do you mean by making inquiries for new accounts?
For example, in many stores, you may be tempted to apply for a store credit card simply to get a discount at checkout. However, filing too many credit applications can raise red flags to your credit.
So we should be cautious about credit applications.
Yes, definitely.
Question 17. What is Mr. Willems' current job?
Question 18. Why are credit scores important according to the conversation?
Question 19. Which kind of people may have a better credit score according to the conversation?
Question 20. What are the two speakers mainly talking about in the conversation? This is the end of the listening comprehension.
听力部分到此结束，请同学们继续答题。